Hola.
Hola. Folks, you know what that sound means? You're tuned in to Katie and Kay right here on, or excuse me, Everything Under the Sun, right here on Katie and Kay, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program. And I'm your host, James Steinler, and I'm here with my co-host, the one, the only, Miss Jeannie Solder. How are you, Jeannie?
I'm doing great. I'm glad we're in a new year. It feels good.
It does feel good. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And today we're going to have Lynn Alia, who is featured in an article this week regarding her new book. Lynn's been a public speaking professor at CMC for the she just came out with her new book, and we're trying to get her on the line. So if you'll bear with us for a moment, we'll make that happen. And Lynn's new book is called Speak Easy.
Less fear, more fun. That's a radically new approach to public speaking.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So hang on just for a second. I think might be calling. Let's see. Yeah.
So if you are looking for the article, it is on page 9 of this week's Soper Sun, the first edition of the new year by Mickey Jones.
Lynn, do we have you on the phone?
We do.
Yay! Success!
Lovely.
I can hear me. So can you, you're not getting feedback, right?
We're not getting feedback, and we know that you're also in tune with the radio world as a host at KMTS.
I am.
So one of our, so cool. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. I go by a different name on KMTS.
What's that?
And I use a different voice. my radio voice. I go by Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, this inspires me to listen to a little bit more KMTS. I used to go there for theater interviews because the Soper's Theater Company, they'd always have KMTS would invite us in to talk about the plays.
Are you a play guy?
I
once a play guy, always a play guy.
Yeah, theater is so much fun, and community theater is the best. And so, yeah, I got a little taste of it up at Spring Valley through the CMC program. But
they have a great program. I taught there forever.
Yeah, and I want to get into that. So, again, for our listeners, apologies for. And there was some phone issues there, but we have Lynn Alia on the line, who also some might know as Brooklyn on KMTS. Lynn's been in the Valley. She was a professor at Colorado Mountain College teaching public speaking, and she's also a familiar voice again on KMTS. So thank you so much for joining us today, Lynn, on Everything Under the Sun, to talk a little bit more about your book, Speak Easy, Erratically, a New Approach to Public Speaking, Less Fear, More Fun. And I love that title, too. I mean, it's because public speaking is challenging. And
yeah.
It can be scary.
All of the above. And I myself have suffered forever. I have feedback on my end.
Okay, we're not getting feedback on our end.
Okay, I have suffered forever from stage fright, so I can really empathize and understand where people are coming from, what it feels like to stand in front of a group of people, how terrifying that can be. And my mission in life is to change that. To make it into a conversation, like how can we just have some fun and really enjoy the moment and really enjoy being in front of other people and taking away that pedagogy that we were taught that we're supposed to be afraid and that we can't say, or we can't move our arms around or we can't have an accent or any of those things.
Well, and that's so cool and admirable that you made it your life's, you know, mission, because, I mean, it's something that people need a lot of help with, and there is a lot of barriers that people need to break in order to get what they want to impart on people, what they might be really knowledgeable about. How long has this been part of your life kind of mission?
A really long time, but can I just riff on what you just said?
Please do.
about these barriers, because I think some of these barriers, as you know, being an actor, and another word you just said, which I didn't catch the exact phrase, so I apologize if I misquote you,
it's all good.
Is as actors, you go through 4-6 weeks of rehearsal, of practicing what you're going to do, where you're going to stand, what's your intention, what's my objective, how am I going to get what I want, where am I going to enter from, when am I going to breathe, when am I going to take a sip of water. And as a novice standing in front, a speaker, we're expected to be able to perform at that level. And so my book debunks all of those, I don't know what you would call it, the mythology that you have to be great when you stand up. And it teaches you how to break down your script, and it teaches you how to rehearse properly. And it also, I created a method that anyone can create a speech in under 5 minutes, and it's like a Mad Lib-esque game to start.
That's amazing, and that's mentioned in the article.
Yeah.
And could you kind of describe that, and is that the speakeasy method to where you could produce a speech in 5 minutes?
Yes. So I still didn't answer. I will get back to answer your question. You'll have to ask me what it is again. I think Burleigh might have actually been in this particular class.
Oh, wow.
And I talk about this in the article. As well. Like, it was the beginning of the semester. We were having so much fun. We were laughing. We were doing improv exercises just to get people comfortable being on stage or at the podium. And then I said, all right, we're going to learn how to speak. We're going to write a speech. And they just started throwing tomatoes at me, pretty much. They were like, what the heck? We were having so much fun. We didn't think we were going to have to do this. So I was like, all right, let's play a game. And so I took a regular outline, and I turned it on its head, and out of order, I just said, I gave them prompts, like, what's the most important thing you want anybody to know, like, as if it is a fortune cookie, and put it that in a box, and I just had them put them in a box, and it turned out that if you scramble up an outline, you could get you can turn it back on its head and have a full speech in under 5 minutes, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, no, that's wild. And I mean, it makes sense. And just like in putting it out there, what do you want people to know about? And yeah, and it's kind of, and it's described in the article also as a kind of tic-tac-toe board.
Yes.
Okay.
So I break it down. Just looking at the time, because I do have to go on air as well.
I know.
radio time is like endless.
Yes, it's very finite, and you have to be very precise precision.
I have 14 minutes and 42 seconds.
So yeah, for our listeners, Lynn is actually going on air at KMTS at 4:23, so we will be letting her go a little bit early today. I'm sorry, Lynn, to cut in there.
So I think of and we can dissect this together. The tic-tac-toe board, I think if you look vertically, that's down the line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think of it as a three-act play when you give a speech. So the act one are the first three boxes of a tic-tac-toe board. Act two are the second two. And act three are the end, the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Right.
And in act one is where you introduce yourself, where you state your problem. I mean, just exactly like an outline, and where you lay out what you're going to talk about. In act two, you discuss what you're going to talk about. In act three, you recap and you thank your audience. In act, and you take your bow.
That's lovely. So, and all of this is kind of elaborated upon, I imagine, in the book, Speak Easy.
Yes. So it's really easy. It's all drawn out for you. It's illustrated in the first part. I say it takes under 5 minutes. If you're reading the directions the first time, it might take 7 minutes or 10 minutes. And you might want to throw your pen the first second or two, but don't. Just stick with it. Huh. The second part is, how do you bring your words to life? How do you have an objective? And just like a musician scores a script, a piece of music. How do you learn to score your script? Where do you take a sip of water? Where do you lean into your audience? And the third part is, how do you bring it on your feet and bring it to life and practice properly and not just in front of a mirror and not in front of hostile friends, and how to deal with negative feedback.
Interesting. So you're talking about presenting. I should have said this is Jeannie. I'm one of James's cohorts. How do you break that kind of barrier where it comes to, you know, I've often heard, you know, this thing about imagine your audience naked. And I'm like, I honestly don't think that works for me, because I really don't want to imagine my audience naked most of the time. But I mean, that thing about, because it's so interesting how much fear we can build up inside of us. You know, the throat closes up, and if I've done singing before, and one of the thing in vocal lessons they teach you is to sing in front of an audience, which to me was terrifying. Singing in the car is one thing, singing in front of people is another. So how do you break that kind of those physiological reactions that happen?
Those are great questions. Can I ask you a question? What the difference is between you singing in the car and you singing in front of a group of people? Like, what is it that makes your throat close?
Oh, I know exactly what it is, that they're going to judge me, that I'm not going to be good enough. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we all suffer from that. I mean, I do. Right now, my heart is beating really fast. And so there's what I call the pre-beat. Well, first of all, rehearsing properly, I think, helps. But I also think that moment before you go on stage is the most important moment, and what you tell yourself and what you're prepared to do. I just heard an interview with Jason Segel. You know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
He was on How I Met Your Mother and Shrinking.
He's lovely, yeah.
He's so good. And he calls it the 3-2-1, that there's a difference between right off stage and then 3-2-1 when you walk in front of a group of people, and having an idea that you want to communicate and a story you want to tell or a song you want to sing that's more important than anything else in the world, that becomes your number one focus, is I want to entertain my audience. I want them to feel at ease. Is that answering your question at all?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. It's kind of like you want your audience to feel the same thing that you need to feel to get that information out there.
I mean, I think they're not there to judge you. You have information or a song or something in your heart that they don't have, and we forget that because we practice it or we've been with it. And we've been taught that you can't use your arms, or you can't have a New York accent, or you can't have any sort of accent. You have to just kind of keep it all contained. I don't know who taught us that or why they taught us that. Like some well-meaning high school. I had a well-meaning high school teacher who taught us. She taught me that. to contain my enthusiasm, to curb my enthusiasm, so to speak. But it's the 21st century, and I'm giving everybody permission, I think, in this book to let that all go aside. And we're not judging you. We want to hear your beautiful voice, even if it trembles.
We're going to have Jeannie sing at the end of this show.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the piece about an accent, because I remember hearing this story. The actor Michael Caine was on one of the late night shows, and he grew up in a part of England where, and I don't know exactly where, but he has a naturally Cockney accent, and that he was going to London, and he's like, I've got to get rid of this accent because people will think I'm a commoner. You know, they will look down on me. So he talked about really having to negate that his upbringing in order to be accepted in the theater community.
Well, I can relate. I went to drama school in London. I came from New York, where I would say, what a... I had a line, he has all that's left of my baby daughter. I saw I have applauded. And I was mocked.
Yeah.
And nobody taught me. Nobody taught me that I could talk like that in the real world. But as a character, I needed to have that sort of flexibility or the professional voice, that I could have both. And I don't think we all have that luxury if we're standing in front of city council. We are who we are, and we have something really important to say. And if we say water because we're losing the water here in the Roaring Fork Valley, it doesn't diminish the passion and the evidence that goes behind why we're standing in front of the city council.
Absolutely.
So to speak. It shouldn't, at least. And it shouldn't bother us either if we say water or daughter.
No. Yeah, I think absolutely. For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun. Today we're speaking with Lynn Aaliyah regarding her new book, Speak Easy,
yeah.
A Radically New Approach to Public Speaking, Less Fear, More Fun, which is available for purchase. And it cracks open public speaking and different ways to broach those fears that you might have that prevents you from imparting your wisdom. I wanted to cover a couple of quick things because we do need to let Lynn transition to Brooklyn so she could host KMTS here at 423 because what show are you going to be hosting coming up here?
Thank you for asking. Yeah. I have two next Friday at 4 p.m. at the Explore Booksellers in Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing an event, and we will, in lieu of a reading, it'll be an interactive improv version of that first part of my book, where we create a speech, and we get up, and we have a ton of laughs, and really fun. And then I just found out that on 3/19, which is March 19th at CMC, they have a golden hour. I'll be doing an event as well.
Nice.
Awesome. And that one coming up on January 10th at Explore Books up in Aspen, what time is that at?
4 p.m.
At 4 p.m. Great. And it sounds like it's going to be really fun. And it sounds like being back in like a really entertaining participatory, the word's eluding me, but classroom that's just really engaging and fun.
Engaging and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jeannie, I hope I answered your question.
Yeah.
Because it's such a profound question. And I don't mean to just dismiss it. It's, I think, really changing the whole paradigm and the pedagogy that we've been taught.
Yeah.
And
I think we're taught that, depending kind of generationally, but maybe this is a more of a Western kind of a thing, that we need to be perfect. When we're, whether
yes.
we're performing or speaking or whatever, and that you can't hit a wrong note. But I mean, that is also what makes us human. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a little section in my book. It's called Be a Big Bad Actor. And being a big bad actor means just releasing that enormous pressure that so many of us put on ourselves to excel and achieve perfection, like you're talking about. It's just a philosophy that allows space and freedom to let yourself off the hook and give yourself permission to move past that need for greatness or how we think that greatness should look or sound.
Right.
And true greatness really comes from your ability to share your ideas freely.
Yeah. I mean, you see it like singers, you know, there have been like singers at the Super Bowl or wherever and they've hit a note wrong and then they're just absolutely crucified on social media. And so I think in a way, it's also made us hold back because of that kind of immediacy of criticism.
Yeah. I like to believe that I have a magic power. I carry around a big pen where I can and infuse people with that, just the permission, like you were talking about, not to hold back. Because we want to see what you have to bring to the table, and we want to hear what you bring to the table.
Yeah. Well, we know that you have to get going, and but Lynn, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. We're going to talk a little bit more about the article and about your book after we let you go. But we know you have to host the show on KMTS Radio. I also want to mention Amy Haddon Marsh said hello.
Hi, Amy, and thank you so much for having me. I am so honored, and I'm so grateful to just be part of this whole community. And thank you for including me in what you do.
Well, I'll be certainly picking up a copy of your book, and I hope to see you around. I know that, we'll definitely see you around, and stay in touch with the Sopra Sun, please.
Oh, I will. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and keep it tuned to KDNK.
You are thanks, the best. Have fun on KMTS.
Your local nonprofit radio. Okay, yeah.
You're awesome. All right. See you. Bye. Take care, Lynn. Bye. Wow, she is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Very cool. And
well, does that surprise you that Raleigh Burley was in one of her classes?
No. Doesn't surprise me that.
What hasn't Raleigh done in this valley would be the question.
It's true. But so cool that Lynn joined us and took the time, even though she was hosting a show on KMTS, which is a radio station based down in Glenwood, or at least they have an office in Glenwood. Just that she jumped on with us shortly before then. And her book sounds unique. The Speakeasy and the Speakeasy Method sounds unique.
Reading this article that Mickey Jones wrote, I do see tenets of like improvisation in this, which is also, you know, part of that is letting go of your fears and just kind of rolling with the vibe. But I've covered the school board meetings, and there have been many times during public comment that people, you can tell they're extremely nervous to get up and talk about a topic that they are very passionate about, having to do with their children in the schools. And, it's that thing about an emotion can. I mean, I know for a fact that, like, crying when you're trying to sing, I mean, your throat closes up when you cry. So, you can see singers that are trying to push back emotion when that starts to happen with them. But what she's talking about is really just getting at the heart of what you want to say to people and letting that be the force that pushes you forward.
It. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And there's like, cause those fears when in public speaking, it could happen really so many times, even if I'm in a room with a bunch of other reporters and it's my turn to ask a question, I'm nervous to ask my question. Just coming from that place of you have the information, you have the question, you have what you want to say it. It might not be perfect, but do it anyways. It sounds really neat, and I think I might have to pick up a copy of Speakeasy. Jeannie, are you are you gonna sing for us at the end of the show today?
What do you want me to sing?
Well, you could sing along to our Everything Under the Sun. There we go. You'd sing along to our Everything Under the Sun theme song. Before we hand it over to Jeannie for the wonderful vocals again, check out this story on page 9 of the Sopra Sun, Speakeasy Cracks Open Public Speaking. Regarding Lynn Aaliyah's book, Speakeasy, A Radically New Approach to Public Speaking, Less Fear, More Fun. Y'all might also recognize again Lynn on KMTS as Brooklyn. So check it out. Book's available for purchase on Amazon. Start with the article in the Sopra Sun. Thanks for staying tuned. And without further ado,
you want to do a duet with me?
Jeannie Soldern and her backup singer.
I've heard you sing.
Her backup singer, James.
Yeah.
Seinler.
There we go. Okay, where are we?
Okay. Here comes the sun, do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Yeah. Nuts. That was beautiful. It came, we knew it was in there, and we delivered.
Yeah. Awesome. That's the important part.
That's the important part.